There's been a lot said about the actions of the House. And when I was in the House, we started on these issues 10 years ago. And whether it was at Energy and Commerce Committee, the work that we were doing there, trying to address privacy, cyber, data security, data portability, transfer rights, preferencing Section 230, there is a broad body of work from the House to try to address these things. And it was always a point of frustration with us that the Senate would not move forward to take it up. So I am thoroughly enjoying listening to this debate today. And I have enjoyed working with Senator Blumenthal to work on the app market bill and appreciate the work that we have had there. There are some problems that I do see with the legislation today. You know, I've got five amendments that I had drafted for this legislation. And I think it is important that we move forward with making certain the steps that we take to address monopolistic behavior in the virtual marketplace are going to be steps that do not impede competition, but encourage competition. There is not a business or an organization in the United States that does not have a virtual component. And making certain that innovation stays in place, that intellectual property rights are respected, that we address preferencing, that we address censorship, is something that needs to be done. Now, Senator Padilla mentioned the need for online privacy. And that is something that we are working on. We've held five hearings in Commerce Committee dealing with consumer privacy in the virtual space. How do you allow people to opt in? How do you preserve their right to opt out so that they know that they have the ability and the toolbox that is necessary to protect their virtual you? These are provisions that have languished and need the attention. But having broad conversations in a hearing today, in a markup today, about self-preferencing or about privacy or about monopolistic behavior does not replace the need for a more fulsome hearing on this legislation. At the proper time, I would like to offer the two amendments. One deals with a very brief change on evidence requiring substantial evidence so that it comes into line with the Administrative Procedure Act. The other does deal with portability because I fully believe that we need to address data privacy and security on the front side of dealing with some of those issues. But Mr. Chairman, I can tell very quickly that the opportunity for amending is going to be limited today. I do hope that we have the ability to continue to work on this before this legislation would move forward on the floor. And I thank my colleagues today for a very robust, respectful, bipartisan discussion on the topic. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.